If you just tuned in, this is Kitty and Kate, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You are listening to the Andy Zinca Youth Empowerment Program.
Esta es KDNK de Carbondale, radio al acceso a la comunidad de Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, el área de Roaring Fork y sus alrededores. Estás escuchando el programa de empoderamiento juvenil de Andy Zinca.
Welcome back to the 20th anniversary celebration of the Andy Zinca Youth Empowerment Program.
Hello, my name is Esther, and this is my sister Vanessa.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. I'm an eighth grader at Basalt Middle School, and I have been in the program for 3 years. As a reminder, we have a goal of raising $20,000 for our 20th year of youth radio by the end of the show today. We have raised $15,656 so far. For more information of how to contribute, you can be found at azyep.org, then click on donate.
We would like to thank the following people for supporting this broadcast: Cooper Wine and Spirits, RJ Paddywags, Bank of Colorado, Glenwood Springs Subaru, Garden Art Landscaping, First Bank, PSI Crane Ridgen, and the Tyler Ribbage Rated Light Funding.
And now me and my sister would like to talk about what youth radio means to us.
Siblings usually struggle a lot.
And when they constantly being separated from each other due to school and life in general,
you tend to lose the bonds that with people that are meant to be together, like the yin and yang.
Growing up with my sister and I would rarely do the same activities.
We were also not very close since we both didn't know each other as well as we should have since we both lived in the same house.
When my sister joined the Andy Zinca Youth Empowerment Program when she was in fifth grade, she would talk nonstop about it. She would talk about how cool it was and all the different types of music she was being introduced to.
It was hard for me not to talk about something that was allowing me to express myself through music.
After a year or two after my sister joined the program, I decided to join her in my fifth grade year and see what all the excitement was coming from.
After the first show my sister and I did, we realized we had a lot of things in common that we didn't realize before.
Not only did we both find a voice through music that let us express ourselves,
but it allowed us to grow as sisters.
After a couple of shows together, we joined with Liliana and her sister Erica.
The show later became known as the Sister Show.
Two pairs of sisters playing music for a two-hour-long show.
Every single show, the four of us would grow closer and closer, and every day spent in the studio was the day that both the sisters understood more about each other.
Not every moment was as magical as we wished, but if it wasn't for those little mistakes and every little issue, we wouldn't been here how we are today.
As my final year of high school comes, I tend to look back and think of the moments I spent in the radio station with my sister. I think of the good times, like when we both did our first successful show, but I also think about the mad moments, like when the wrong song was played or we were accidentally say something on air that we weren't supposed to say. But my favorite moments, I always look back, are the funny moments on the radio. Like the times we would be caught dancing like crazy by Beth or another member of the KDNK station. Or the times we would cry our eyes out for laughing at the fact that a song was named a particular way.
All those memories made the station and allow us to grow as sisters and as a person. For all I can say, everyone who has done this program has found a way to express themselves and find a way to become the person they want to be.
This obviously wouldn't have happened without the help, constant support, and guidance from everyone that contributes to this program. You all help kids like my sister and I not only become an amazing youth DJs, but becoming a better big sister in my case.
If we could hug you all right now, we would, without a doubt. All thank you for allowing my sister and I to find an activity that brings us closer together every show. You guys helped me find my yin to my yang.
And now we would say the speech in Spanish. Siendo hermanas no es fácil.
Y cuando eres separada de tu hermana por la escuela y las amistades.
Pierdes que las conexiones que antes estaban allí.
Cuando estábamos creciendo, mi hermana y yo no éramos tan cercanas.
Éramos casi extrañas que vivían en la misma casa.
Cuando mi hermana entró al programa, no paraba de hablar de todo lo que hacía en el programa.
Era algo difícil para mí no hablar de algo que me dejaba expresar con música.
Unos años después de que mi hermana entró al programa, yo decidí entrar para ver qué era toda la emoción que tenía mi hermana.
Inmediatamente después de nuestro primer show, descubrimos todo lo que habíamos perdido entre los años.
Pudimos encontrar una voz.
Y hacernos mucho más cercanas.
Después de unos shows juntas, nos juntamos con Liliana y su hermana Erika.
El show se empezó a conocer como el show de las hermanas.
Un show de 2 horas con 4 hermanas.
Cada show nos hacíamos más cercanas y todos los días en el estudio nos ayudó a crecer como hermanas.
No todos los momentos eran los mejores, pero sin esos momentos no estuviéramos aquí.
Siendo el último año escolar mío, me gusta pensar en todos los momentos buenos y malos durante los shows, pero nunca olvidaré los momentos que Beth nos veía bailar por la pequeña ventana en la puerta.
Todos los momentos juntas en la estación de radio no solo nos hizo crecer como personas, sino pudimos convertirnos en las personas que queríamos ser.
Obviamente no podríamos estar aquí sin la ayuda y el apoyo de todas las personas que ayudan este programa, que me ayudó a mí ser una mejor hermana mayor.
Si pudiéramos abrazarlos a todos, lo haríamos, pero solo queremos decir muchas gracias por ayudarnos, no solo a mí, pero a todas las personas que pudieron encontrar lo que estaban buscando en ellos mismos.